Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's the Bert Show.
Previously on the Bert Show.
I'm a musician. I've been in bands since I was 16. I had a high school sweetheart, and we used to play Extreme all the time. My band played it. It was our song.
Yeah.
Anytime that comes on, it just kills me. And we broke up when I was 17. I'm 34 now. I don't think a day has gone by where I haven't think about it. I'm still in love.
Oh.
I've tried to find her a million times on MySpace, Facebook, and all that stuff, and I can't ever find her.
All right, so that was Craig a couple of weeks ago, and we sort of accidentally fell into that conversation with him. And then he sent us an email saying that, yeah, for 17 years, he's been thinking about the same girl for 17 years. Just in a different place in his life, and I think he ended up dumping her, right? Yeah. And he moved on with his life.
Yeah.
Dumbest thing I ever did. Yeah.
I dumped her.
And then
I'm a dumper.
17 years he's been thinking about her. Mm-hmm. So we sort of latched on to the story, and we gave all the information over to Blue Dog Investigations, and between them and Tracy, we've been trying to track her down.
Because he had looked for her before on like MySpace and Facebook and stuff like that and just couldn't find her.
Craig, I'm here to tell you that we found her.
Yeah, I hear that.
And she's willing to come on with us tomorrow.
Wow.
That'll make you crap yourself, won't it?
Are you prepared for the news either way? Like if she's married or taken or what?
Yeah, I'm a big boy. I mean, I'm prepared for it either way. But, you know, I sure would like it to go in my favor.
Now, when you say in my favor, what would that mean?
Available and maybe willing to, you know, meet or go out. Just see, you know, see where. I just want to, you know, catch up and see where she's at, and if, you know, it may turn into something. I don't know.
Now, this is going to be a little different than how we normally do the one that got away, because normally, the person that we call and find doesn't know who has been looking for them.
Right, but she was a little bit skeptical, so I did tell her exactly who was looking for her. She did ask me what to expect when she comes on the air tomorrow.
Oh, God.
And I didn't exactly tell her the whole truth. She does know. She wanted to hear Craig on the air. So I sent her the very first time we talked to Craig, which was when he was talking about the song that he couldn't listen to.
Mm-hmm.
So she kind of has a general idea, but I don't think she knows that you still might want a chance with her.
Right.
So she probably assumes that, though. Wouldn't you? Like, if you got this phone call from a radio station, you know what I'm saying? Like, and there was some guy looking for you, wouldn't you sort of automatically think there was a romantic interest involved?
Maybe, except I just told her we just kind of want to know what she's up to.
Gotcha.
Oh.
Especially,
Oops.
Especially with, you know, the basis of this relationship being extreme more than words. Like,
That's true.
Why would you do that to him?
What?
Dagger in the heart. Mm. Now, you did give us the 10 questions that you really would like answered from her tomorrow, right?
I did, yeah.
And I did tell her that you would have a list of 10 questions. I didn't exactly tell her what type of 10 questions.
Now, are these going to, will this be more wearing? Uncomfortable for him to ask her the 10 or for us to ask the 10?
I don't know.
Because didn't I see like one, do you have any regrets in your life? Which would seem odd coming from him.
I mean, I think based on the list of 10 questions that it's pretty obvious that he still has feelings for her. So, I mean, because usually when we do this, they're kind of generic enough questions to where it could be anybody from your past looking for you. And in Craig's initial email, didn't you even send me like a whole message you wanted passed on to her?
Yes, I did. I mean, I just, you know, I just wanted to, you know, wanted her to know that, you know, even though I just wanted her to know that I wasn't that same person that, you know, when we broke up. And so.
Well, let's do this. Let's go into it tomorrow with the 10 questions. And then I think you could sort of improvise your way around those and tell her the things you want to tell her.
Right. And to just to correct, she did break up with me, but it was my fault. The breakup was my fault.
Okay. And you were how old at the time?
I was 17.
17. So, I mean, you do a lot of stupid things at 17 years old.
Yeah, I was really stupid.
Are you going to work on a poem or something? Or, like, are you going to have anything prepared to share with her tomorrow? Or are you just going to try to wing it?
I'm just going to wing it.
I'm curious about the breakup part of the whole thing. Did you end up like messing around on her with one of her 17-year-old friends?
Well,
that's an affirmative.
Yes.
Yeah, I did something stupid.
You screwed around with one of her friends.
Well, I in that
sister.
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 No.
Oh. I thought you had some insight.
Oh, no. I was like, just trying to guess.
Mom?
Oh, God, no.
Brother?
Cousin?
I mean, obviously it was something so bad that you're thinking that even 17 years later she might still hold a grudge?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm making a bigger deal about it than she is, but... than she would. I don't know.
Well,
tell us today?
Yeah, let us be the judge of that. What is it?
I kissed another girl, and that was about it. But at the time, it was really, it was devastating. And it was actually my best friend's sister.
Your best friend's sister, you kissed her. She's not going to think that.
Did you?
It's 17. It's 17.
Did you confess? Did you confess to your girlfriend, or did she find out somehow?
She found out somehow.
Oh boy.
Oh yeah, you never forget the first time you got cheated on. That's awesome.
And, you know, and it was particularly bad because I was really her first boyfriend. I mean, she was actually dating a friend of mine, and. They dated for a few weeks and broke up, but, you know, it was just, it wasn't, you know, I was her first long-term, you know, boyfriend.
What is defined as long-term at 17 years old?
I think we dated for probably a year and a half.
Okay.
That is pretty long-term for being that young in high school.
Yeah.
And then do you have a current picture of yourself that you'd be willing to send to her?
Sure.
Because if anybody from my high school years reached out to me, I would want to know how they aged.
Yeah. I'd say clothed.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like in my mind, I don't know. In my mind, you've probably put on 30 pounds and...
And you're bald.
You might not have hair. Yeah.
That's what Facebook is for.
You know what I mean?
I don't think I changed that much, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, none of us do.
Which is, yeah.
Yeah, just for the record, I don't think I've changed that much either until I try to put on my graduation gown.
All right, Craig, so tomorrow morning, right around this time, about 8:45, we will get her on. We'll have the 10 questions that you want answered, and then we'll improvise our way around those also, and we'll find out what happens tomorrow.
Okay, I appreciate it, Bertha.
Sure, but one way or another, you'll know. I mean, what's going on in her life, and if there's a shot there, some closure.
Yeah, some closure, maybe have some peace with it, and be able to either bring her back into your life or let her go.
Right. If not, I'll just have to fight stiffly for Jen.
There you go.
Well, I don't think there's going to be much of a fight.
It's the Bert Show. Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.